Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you? This is Dove Knight, and it's about, and you know, I'm a creator as well as an intellectual, so it's about talking about what issues I have in relationship to music, and also related topics to spirituality and self-love. And that's what's going to happen today. You know, legacy songs is just, you know, albums that I made. I've been doing it for so many years. So I know that eventually, you know, as a life, I have to be very open to other endeavors and try to have a fully developed life. You know, when people observe me, they think I look very older. But, you know, I'm not that old. You know, I told you about those dreams I have since I was a child, and I still have those dreams to be in the industry. And the good thing is the creativity is so great. I made 2 songs spontaneously through improvising, you know, just right on the spot, which I learned when I was younger, and being a part of writing songs, but especially singing them. It was such a joy. It's been a struggle to be an artist. It's also been a struggle to be anything else. This week came to a realization that even though it's good to be me, it's also hard to deal with setbacks. You know, like today, you know, today and yesterday were pivotal. You know, as I create a lot from experiences. Like if you listen to Legacy, you hear songs about tragedies, Not What I Am, or Outkast. But also if you listen to Dove Knight Matter Part 2, you know, I write about love songs, you know, pop, rock, etc. But experiences that good and bad to profoundly affect my life and to enhance the world, or my world, let's say, and to tell the world about it on a professional level. And it's about self-love. And self-love is sometimes difficult because, you know, like yesterday I was told something that was unintended. I don't want to get into it, but someone didn't want me to call, and they were in the industry. So I wasn't calling about them per se. I was talking about, you know, music. And what they said was painful. Because it's not my personality. Then I got a letter today about something that happened at a Target store nearby me. When I walked into the store a year ago to buy something, it was not too far from me, a mile, 2 miles, and they told me to leave the store. And I think it was because of my race, which I don't like to bring up. So I didn't want to argue with them. I went to the supervisor and asked her, what did I do? And she said, I was told to leave the store because I took something, and I did not. And I didn't know what she was because I was never told that before because, well, I'm not a saint, and I have been falsely accused of things before. And I never been in jail in my life. To be accused of stealing from a department store was painful. And it was around the time of the Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to say with the Black Lives Matter, it's a good thing, you know. It's about people's rights. But it's a symbol of racism, which I felt was directed at me because I didn't really take anything. I was never accused at that store, any store in my life. I knew it was racism, so I told her. I told the supervisor that it was racist, and she said, no, it isn't. But then I realized that when I see all those images in my head of people, you know, and I see it on the computer where people are, you know, been, you know, allegations of racism, and I see the cell phones, and I see them arguing with the store and being taken out of the store, arrested, etc. I did not want to go through that. So then, being the nice guy I am, I walked out, and I was not going to come back. But I was going to settle it for there. I had the state attorney general to investigate them because I felt that they were discriminating against African Americans or minorities. And I think it was around the time of the Black Lives Matter in 2020. So there was a period of time I wasn't doing podcasts because I suffered situations that I couldn't imagine what was going on in the 21st century. Well, I got a letter today that they did not want to investigate even further. They told me to sue. So while I'm considering that, it's really painful that they should not discriminate against anybody or no discrimination should be allowed at all. I suffered discrimination all through my life. I was prevented from getting an apartment in Hollywood because of my skin color. I was prevented from getting jobs. I still get discriminated because they think I'm a criminal by the way I look, and I did not commit any crimes. So I'm aware of racism, and I feel that they should not get away with it because I did not take anything. So it tells me racism exists, and people don't want to hear about racism. They say that's a thing of the past. It's still alive for someone who has darker skin color. And I have to be as good as possible. Sometimes it affects me to where I try to be careful in the way I act toward, you know, people who I know who probably, you know, unintentionally because of the effects of discrimination and effects of having a hard life. I do not discriminate against anybody. That's why I learned a long time ago, based on looking at my family and looking at the history of this country, to be as good as possible. And I had to be good. I mean, I can't be good. Actually, I'm trying to be just good. I ain't perfect. I'm not going to be spotless because that's not possible. Just be as good as possible, and that's even hard. So I write about these things in my legacy songs, or write about these things in my songwriting. Being alienated, rejected. Today, another thing is I was outside going somewhere and someone said, I can't make it because of my age. They thought I was too to make it in the industry. They thought I was too fat. They thought I was too ugly. And I write about, that's the song what I wrote about Unique when I was in my rock and roll days, about being prejudged by the way I look. And it was very hard, and all these obstacles. So self-love was important because the world was telling me that I was undesirable. And it caused trauma, being rejected simply because of the way I look or not respected. So I had to look to people who would respect me for me. And, yes, because of those experiences, which happens in so many situations, and not to mention the struggle of making my dreams come true and hearing things about all the stuff I said, I may have come across to some people as too odd or too way out. And I know that perception, by the way I talk sometimes, the way I talk or the way I come across or what I say, have either reiterated false premise or false perceptions about me. And I just want to say that, yes, they are false perceptions, but I'm not a saint, but I'm definitely not no criminal or no bad person. So self-love is important because I am a good person and I deserve to be respected, but at the same time, I have to respect other people as well, which I try to. Sometimes I make mistakes and that because of the trauma. And I came to realize the effects of trauma to the soul where bad experiences such as discrimination or racism or bad experiences being a victim of crime or homelessness or bad experiences of not being treated fairly from others, or is not seeing that dream come true, has took a toll on my health because it kept reiterating those false ideas that something is wrong with me. And the truth is, there's nothing wrong with me. It's just life is difficult. It's not only difficult to be a black person, really difficult, in more ways, shape, and form. It's also difficult to be me as a person. Because as I get from people's perceptions, I am unique. I have my own unique style and the way I come across. I live life on my own terms. So being considered way out or unique can also bring unwanted attention or bring situations where I get treated unfairly, and which cause more feelings of alienation as well as feeling like, oh, something wrong with me. But there's nothing wrong with me because God put me on this planet to be me. If I wasn't meant to be who I was or am at this time, if I was not meant to be here, I wouldn't. So I know that God put me on this planet to be me. So I am important. So I do believe in a higher power, more powerful than me. At the same time, I need to also be aware that there are other people, and I need to, you know, I'm trying to do the best I can to respect. But this is a very difficult situation. But self-love is important. That's why I became an artist. Because I learned a long time ago that the way to find self-love was artistry, to create music and to be an artist because I suffered too much. This is not just about the way I look up for my skin color. It's also about other factors, the way I walk, the way I look, what clothes I wear, the way I talk. People had the false perception that I was on drugs by the way I talk. I'm not on any drugs. I do take some prescription drugs for some physical things like anybody else, you know, like colds or whatever, but I am not on any drugs. I am well enough to walk, and people make perceptions, but at the same time, it doesn't matter what people say about me or you or anybody. I wasn't born on the planet to be second class or be treated like a second class person. And I said that in more ways than one. But I also know that I had to take responsibility for my actions. Because I had to feel good about myself, I have to be aware of what I'm doing to or what I'm saying to other people. And sometimes I may, you know, as a human being, make mistakes, which I have. And that I truly want to apologize if I come across as too way out or too troubled or something, which isn't the case to my personality because I'm a very good person. But I'm also aware that I'm wise enough that the world is very complex. There's a good side and a dark side on this planet, and I have to be careful, and we all have to. So despite these obstacles, I made the songs Legacy Songs. Legacy Songs is not necessarily the last album I'm going to make, but I don't know if I will release another album because I have released 7 albums. But nevertheless, you know, if I feel good about myself and learn to keep loving myself, then I will be fine because situations keep telling me that something is wrong. So I look to, you know, not just to religion that's right for me, but regardless of what religion I believe or where I come from, that I am important, but so are you. We're not here to be victims of trauma because victims of trauma from being not treated fairly or not given that opportunity, despite being talented, not being seen by the world as a legitimate musician, which is very painful because I can play or I can sing or I have the right songs for the industry, for the Hollywood industry, or treated or made fun of because people think I'm overweight or old where songwriters of all shapes and sizes, colors and ages have been very successful at doing it. It's all about belief. So I have to give myself some self-loving because I grew up and where I came from and until now realized that I was not taught to love thyself. In fact, I was taught not to love. I had no love in my life, really none. So I had learned to love thyself because the way I am and who I represent, I came across quite a few people as too on. Despite not going to jail, despite not being extremely disoriented to the point where I come across as not as too whatever, I am very high functioning. I am very highly educated and a very nice person. It's hard to feel good. But then on the other side of the coin, the way I talk and trying to feel good, some people thought I was being too uppity, and I'm like, that's kind of, if you want to be uppity, you have a right to be. I don't see it as a bad word, but I do see if I was being hurting people, you know, like narcissism, you know, being cold to people, that's different. That means you know, I get in somebody's way because I'm trying to prevent them from succeeding or something that is not right. Having high self-esteem or wanting to have high self-esteem or wanting to have the best in life and the way I talk or want to aspire to is nothing wrong with it. It helps my life and it would help others. And, you know, again, I'm not a saint, but I should not be judged by how fat or big I am or skinny I am, and I should not be judged by my age. When someone say I can't make it in industry, they want to, again, take that little dream that I had when I was young away, and I can't let it be taken away. And I can't be judged by the color of my skin because that's wrong. That's morally wrong, but it happens all the time. No matter what we do, no matter how far we go, there's still people who are prejudiced because of my color, my skin. And then there are people still being prejudiced because of the perception of being unique. They think I'm not well when it's not me, it's them. So I have to be careful of ignorance on this planet. But I also have to be careful of misperceptions and unintentional situations that I put myself into. Because some people think I came off as too way out or too aggressive, and I'm not aggressive. So I will take it one day at a time because life is too short. I'm not meant to be on this planet to hinder myself or beat myself up or to give up on my dreams or to call myself a tragic victim. That's not what I came to this planet to be. I can't plan to be an artist and to aspire and to be happy and to talk about these situations. That is exactly why someone had me be put on podcasts. They referred me to because they knew I loved to talk. And I was reluctant to do podcasts because I didn't know what to say, but I had a lot to say, too much to say. And I approached it in the fun of being funny, laughing, joking, not taking myself seriously, to actually realizing this is a way to talk about things. Because I have a lot to talk about. Because I've been through a lot. Love was absent in my life. It truly was. So I had to love thyself. I had to learn to deal with people because the way I perceive things, people told me, that's not how you deal with people, but I'm trying the best I can. If I make a mistake, I hope that people understand I'm just a human being, but I'm not no bad person. While there is truth to people of all walks of life that have skeletons in their closet, we are all the same. And there's good people in every race, color, religion, and so on. We can't judge a color someone by their book, you know, by the we can't judge somebody on the outside of the shell of what we see, because we don't know what's on the inside. We judge somebody, or preferably on the inside, where their personality, their character shows itself. But at the same time, judging is not necessarily the right thing. Let's say analysis. Like character, I'm going to hang out with somebody who's nice to me, who wants to treat me right, you know, directly. I'm not going to hang out with somebody who's going to try to, who's going to put me down or try to harass me or take away my dream. That's not somebody I can hang around, because that's negative. And I would say that it doesn't, you know, that because it's negative. Negative situations, negative people, negative consequences. That is unfortunately how it is. But I do know that for me, that despite being a great human being like anybody else, I'm not perfect and I'm going to make mistakes. Well, I do make mistakes, and I'm not a saint, not even close to being a saint. I have all my failings of a human being, but I should not be judged simply because I'm unique or being put down or being discriminated or being laughed at simply because I have a unique style. I was made fun of so much by people. People made fun of me all when I was young. They made fun of me, how the way I look, the way I walk, and it was nothing wrong with me. It was something wrong with them, but I wasn't as aware. But I learned that there was so much ignorance from growing up, because children are cruel, and adults too. I remember one time I was walking, I was my hometown. I was on a bus, and I sat down. They all laughed at me, adults and children at a high school. And I realized how ignorant and cruel they are, and there was nothing wrong with me. So I wasn't allowed to go to a center there, too. People didn't want me around on holidays. They thought I was too way out and too weird. So I knew I had to leave town when I was an adult to go to a place where I could be accepted, which is Hollywood, because I wanted to make it in music, because I never had the love and respect that I felt I deserve. Unfortunately, Hollywood, I did not get that chance. I still felt shunned by the industry, because, and there was another reinforcement at the time of not feeling accepted. So not feeling accepted took a toll on my health, but then I realized I had to love thyself, which is the answer, and not worry about the naysayers. I had people who try to persecute me and put me down all the time, say that I'm not going to make it. They call me loser. They call me crazy. They called me every name in a book. They called me every name in a book about my weight. They put me down. They said I'm not going to make it. They even said what songs I made, they were going to use it to and step on me. They hated my guts for no good reason. And I dealt with that throughout my life. So it's hard to find love on this planet when I get that reinforcement that there's something wrong with me, when actually it isn't. But then, while on a personal level, just because of being who I am or coming across haters, then I realized that it went from that to being a general issue, from a personal issue of alienation to a general issue, just because of the way my color is. So I wasn't into that, because I was like, I'm very open-minded, you know. I like, you know, growing up, I was into all kinds of music, you know, musicians. You know, I was into Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, John Lennon, but also I was into Jimi Hendrix, and I was into Michael Jackson, and I was into Prince, and then I was into people of all walks of life. You know, Madonna, and then I was interested, you know, and then I was into all kinds of, you know, Led Zeppelin. So I realized that despite trying, and really I am colorblind, go by, you know, make analysis on someone's character to see if it can connect to mine on the inside, that the world doesn't, is not that way. People don't look on other people's inside. They don't look on my inside and find out who I am on the inside. Because, you know, how you find out someone, how you find out about me on the inside is if you get to know me personally and see how I am. Then again, I mean, I still push people away, but at the same time, I'm a pretty good person. Some of the stuff that I went through when I was young, it was discrimination. I didn't do anything to them. It was something the way I was taught. I didn't realize the effects of discrimination on a general level. But on a personal level, it was very plain that maybe I, because I think I grew, you know, I grew up in a very odd situation where, like, I didn't grow up like other children. You know, other children had a lot of friends. They went to the prom. They got a new car. I didn't grow up. I had to grow up to survive. I lived on the street for a long time, in Los Angeles. So I didn't learn things, you know. So I learned over time that people didn't look at people's inside, their character. They looked at what they looked on the outside. They judged a book by its cover. They didn't judge what was on the inside of the book. They didn't know me. They just looked at my image and said, I couldn't do it. A dream killer. Or they looked at me and made fun of me. So I had to learn, people told me to like myself and hang around with people who like me. Something wrong with them. They're ignorant. It was too much ignorance on this planet and in this world and in America. So I had to like myself and continue to go for my dream and realize I'm okay. And you're okay too. I hope I didn't offend anybody because, again, perceptions of what I say could bring out opinions that may or may not be true. As I said before in podcasts, when I do podcasts, do not take what I say out of context unless you get to talk to me or know me. If you know me and see me, then that's a good analysis. I try to do the best I can. I'm not perfect, but being Dove Knight is a good person, and so are you. That's why I made the song Unique a long time ago because people thought I was just too way out. But I'm just like anybody else because everybody in a way is unique. March to the beat of my own drum. Because God made me this way. If it didn't make me this way, I wouldn't have been born in the first place. Believe. You can hear Unique. It's on YouTube. There's a video. Dial DOVENIGC Unique. You can see the video. It's on Vivo. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple. It's on Heart Radio. It's everywhere. It's free. If you have a computer, you can listen to it for free. It's professionally made. It's made for you. It's on sale for you to enjoy. As I said before, you know, I also learn, and sometimes, you know, to keep an open mind sometimes is, you know, I can be stubborn, which I feel is at times is a good thing, but at times, you know, it hinders me from seeing to keep an open mind, but, you know, I try to be open to people from all walks of life or all beliefs, but as long as I keep my beliefs and respect, it's about respect. So with self-love is to taught me that to love thyself and to know that the world is filled with you and me and we're all equal. That's why I always say with each show, or usually, or sometimes, that no matter where you come from, we are all God's children. And I will say, you have a good day, and I hope whatever you wish for or whatever you want tonight come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night, from Dove Night.